Ladies, did you know that your ability to live and feel authentically feminine is connected to your sexual power? Gentlemen, have you ever wondered what's behind those days when she seems to shine from within? If you answered yes to either of those questions, stay tuned for The O-Spot with best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley and get to the source of your power so you are living a life of greater connection and joy.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. It is Wednesday, February 10th, 2016. How is your life? How is your life of greater connection and joy? Because you know that here on the O-Spot, as well as on the vast majority, I would say, of Om Times Radio, that is what we wish you a great, great deal of. So I hope you all had a wonderful week here in New England. It has gotten nippy. And we've actually had some snowfall and maybe some threats of driving down to Pennsylvania and harming a certain well-known groundhog who said, hey, no, it's spring. I don't see my shadow. He lied. He lied to us all. It's terrible. Actually, it's probably more terrible that we think we should be taking weather forecasting from a groundhog. Actually, the best thing about Groundhog's Day is the movie by Bill Murray. If you haven't seen it, see it. It's a classic. It's so wonderful in so many ways because of his characterization of this man who's trapped in one day over and over again until he quote-unquote gets it right. And he does everything, if you haven't seen the movie, he does everything from just trying to kill himself to getting it over with to doing completely ridiculous things simply because he's realized he can. I mean, let's face it, if we all knew we weren't going to die, would we still eat as well as we do and take care of our health and all those things? So he kind of has a good time of it. And then he just gets sick of it. And then he makes a change. Yeah. Well, that's a complete tangent. So today, let's see, we've had a lot of holidays. We had Groundhog Day. And then yesterday was Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday. It's called a lot of different things. But the thing about it is, no matter what you call it, it is the day before Ash Wednesday, which is today a holy day of obligation for those who celebrate. Although I don't know if celebrate's the right day word, because this is the beginning of Lent, so we've got 40 days until, believe it or not, Easter. So whether the groundhog says spring is coming or is here or winter's over, 40 days until Easter, that gives you a much better clue as to what is going on with the weather, if you ask me. And of course, coming up this weekend is my absolute, hands down, least favorite holiday, quote unquote holiday of the year, and that is Valentine's Day. And that's going to be our topic today, actually, in some ways. And yes, I don't change that dial. I am still Rachel. I am still the romance writer. I still believe in romance. I definitively, passionately, completely. I just don't believe that a holiday kind of created by the card and flower industry should be dictating when and how we create romance. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not against holidays that have to do with chocolate. Generally speaking, I'm quite for them. Halloween, for example. Great big fan of Halloween. But Valentine's Day. Oh my gosh, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day has ruined so many relationships, or at least caused so much havoc in so many relationships because of expectations within relationships. It causes terrible feelings if you're not in a relationship, because weren't you just dying for a day to be reminded of that? But what I want to talk about around this holiday is that there's something we should never, ever, ever forget, and that is we are actually always in a relationship. And that is one with ourselves. Because no matter what else, who else is going on in our lives and who might be in our lives, that relationship doesn't leave us. I was going to say it doesn't change, but it actually does change. And that's one of the things I want to talk about tonight. So that's going to be our oh no, that's going to be our oh yes, and that's going to be our oh wow. Really, a big focus today on the relationship that you have day in and day out, the relationship with yourself, because that's precious. You know, it's the one you go to bed with and wake up with no matter else who's next to you. And it's not one that I think we remember to treasure enough. It's not one that I think we're taught to honor enough. And we deserve that. You know, we really do. For every person to whom we've ever expressed love, we also deserve to express it to ourselves. So we are going to be talking about that today. So I hope your year is going well so far. Before we get into that whole topic, because that'll really be for our next segment, I want to remind everybody that next week, the incredibly talented and joyful Wendy Darling is going to be joining me. She has some terrific books out that I recommend you check out in advance. And please send me any questions that you might have for her. Remember, you can reach me via email, rachelkenley@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook @author Rachel Kenley or @TheOSpotWithRachel. Either way, send me your questions for Wendy, and I would be more than happy to ask them of her, because I really love it when we get to have kind of a discussion here, when we get to have some interaction with my listeners. It's pretty awesome. Also, 2 weeks after that, relationship coach Karen Jones from The Heart Matters is going to be my guest. And I'm so thrilled to have her on. I wanted to have her on ages and ages and ages ago. And then I was just kind of getting started and things were going on for her and it didn't quite work out. And now I'm having her back because I can't wait anymore. And Karen is just the queen of creating juicy, juicy, juicy relationships with men, and she does believe very strongly in having a great one with yourself. And in fact, I feel really thrilled to have just started a new program with her. She does all sorts of coaching, both like year long and short term. And I like them both. I don't know about you guys, but I find that sometimes the short term, the sort of quick down and dirty, is what I really need. And then the year long ones or the longer term ones or the one longer focus ones I need at other times. So, She just started a program for the next 21 days. And can you guys guess, based on the number, what it's about? Yes, indeed. It's about habits, because science says that it takes the 21 days of doing something creates a new habit and sort of writes over an old one if you're trying to also get rid of a habit. So if you're trying to get rid of a habit of snacking after a certain time of night, then it takes 21 days before the new habit of not doing that sort of settles in. So that's, she's just started that, and I've chosen, because I think I've explained to all of you that getting healthy, and, you know, later this year, towards the end of this year, I will turn 50. We're going to have a big celebration here. I'm going to have lots of giveaways and lots of fun stuff. But I want to be healthier than I've been in since like before I got pregnant, kind of thing. And my children, as I've told you, are 16 and 13. So we're talking about healthier than I've been in, 13 years. And you know, I'm very fortunate. My checkups and everything else that I've done says good job and you're doing well. And I'm very happy about that. But I also know that as I get older, if I'm not living a healthy lifestyle and doing the things that, back to science, science has proven makes us, you know, gives us a better quality of life, then I'm going to start feeling that. And I'm really into, in case you can't tell, I'm really into awesome quality of life. I am. I'm into a great quality of life and having everybody else have it too. So my goal is to do something I have trouble sticking with when it comes to managing my weight, and that is writing down what I eat. Yes, I'm working I did sign up at Weight Watchers. I've always loved their program. And I have to say that of all the ways they've changed, and they've recently changed quite a bit, a couple of things have never changed. And one of those things is tracking. One of those things is tracking what you eat. So I've rarely been good at that. You know, I'll go through stretches where I do it and I'm very vigilant and good about it. And then I go through stretches like, oh, it doesn't matter. And guess what happens during the stretches where I say it doesn't matter? Yep, you get it. I start getting the weight back. So this is my new habit for the next 21 days. And I started today. I'm really good at starting, everybody. I don't know about you, but starting is my strong suit. It's the continuing where I kind of have trouble, where I just want the results already and I'm done kind of with the work. So I'm sharing this with you because it's a little bit of accountability, like I did with telling you guys about my journaling and my Symbolology, which I have been keeping up with, and I hope you've been keeping up with the things that you know make you successful as well. But in that, so that's my new one, 21 days of writing down what I eat, no exceptions. And then I am supposed to send her an email at the end of the day saying, woohoo, I've done it. Like if your new habit is exercising, once you do it, you can do it early in the day. But mine is something I can't be accountable for till the very end. So, oh, going into break. So guess what? I'll be right at the end of that 21 days when Karen joins us. So I will be able to tell you all how it goes. All right, come on back. Tonight we're going to be talking about... My music sounds funny.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she is feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
OM Times Radio, the good kind of steroids. Okay, that's not our call. It's not our theme. But it sounds like it, you know, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. And steroids has sort of an odd connotation. But we are sort of a performance-enhancing opportunity. I wouldn't say a drug, but we definitely are. I mean, you listen to, you know, talking about, you know, making your passion help make you money and changing the world using your passion. I mean, this is serious performance-enhancing stuff here. So I do like that. All right, welcome back to the O-Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. Did you like my promo? I have to change that one because that good hair day feeling, I think, is a little vague to people, as well as the thing about the men feeling, you know, when she feels super satisfied. They know when we glow. You heard my initial intro, but that's sort of, I'm rambling. Let me talk about something more important. Valentine's Day. Okay, two things. One, we deserve love and great relationships, including with ourselves, and that is not being selfish. That's one of my oh-nos today, okay? You wanting the best relationships possible, including one with yourself, is not selfish. It's not even a little bit selfish. It's. I know some people actually call it your birthright. I mean, how you're here in this world and you deserve love and connection, support and community, and you deserve for it to start with you. You deserve that relationship, which is with you, as I said earlier, every single day of your life, to be the absolute best it can be. And I think when a lot of us talk about doing something for ourselves or loving ourselves even, we start getting that voice that tells us we're being selfish, we shouldn't think of ourselves, we should think of others, we should. And of course we should, and we do think of others, but why would one come at the cost of the other? I mean, why would you think that you could or should care about and take care of others and not yourself? I mean, where on earth is that suggested to be mutually exclusive? Unfortunately, actually, the answer is for many women, you know, we are shown or taught a certain type of selflessness that when we start feeling a need to truly take care of ourselves, to take time for ourselves, to set boundaries and limits for ourselves, we really get caught up in some unfortunate scripts. And by scripts, I mean, you know, those words that play in your head, those things that should have on us. The judgment, the self-judgment that starts having us believe things that aren't true. And it's heartbreaking whether this is you or someone you know, you've seen it. The people who just can't put their own face mask on themselves and are so caught up in doing for others that they're so far down on their own lists that they've forgotten what inspires them, what makes them happy, what makes them feel passionate. And come on, guys, you know me. I'm all about the passion, so that breaks my heart. Hold on, I need to drink something. Much better. All right. Before I get into that a little bit, one of the dangers that really comes up around Valentine's Day that I want to make sure I mention, and I will try to remember to mention at the very end as well, is the danger of expectations. Okay. You can have an idea for how you want to feel on Valentine's Day, but having an expectation of what somebody else will do is going to set you both up. Okay. Expectation is when you create a scenario that if the other person doesn't meet it, they've failed and you're miserable, and they're miserable probably. And if you put in the dangers of expectations into Google, I get Tony Robbins first, a blog post of his, The Danger of Expectations. I get Psychology Today, The Danger of Having Unrealistic Expectations. And please know, wanting flowers for Valentine's Day is not an unrealistic expectation. But if you're with a guy who never gives flowers, doesn't think about it, and may not even realize that it's Valentine's Day this weekend, then it is an unrealistic expectation. My feeling is you want roses, get them for yourself. And if he sees you getting them for yourself and he knows you like them, well, then maybe he will get them for you. Don't expect it of some. Don't expect somebody else to do for you what you won't do for you. How about that? Good. The dangers of unsated expectations. That's a little bit different. Managing your expectations is the key to happiness is one of the ones that comes up for me under EliteDaily.com. And from TheExaminer.com, The Dangers of Great Expectations, How to Be Realistic in a Way to Cut It Off. How to be realistic in a relationship. There you go. You're not supposed to keep score. And they're not either. So, you know, trust me, you've done the things that may have let them down too. Or you've let yourself down. You know, don't... be careful, really, really careful. Notice where you're creating a situation where you could both end up feeling hurt for no reason other than you expected something that, you know, the other person has no reason to have come up with. So just be careful. And if you need support on it, look, you know, again, look at, if you just put in the words unrealistic expectations or expectations for you know, for your relationships, you will find what you need. You'll get some help around it, and I hope you do, because really, just to make anybody happy, and it's so unfair. We all deserve better. All right. Now, you may have some unrealistic. Yes, I speak English. You may have some unrealistic expectations of yourself. Okay, very, very careful, all right? And I'm guilty of this at times as well, of really just assuming I can get this, and this done on a given day. And then life happens, and it's not going to work out that way. So watch the expectations you have of yourself under different circumstances and things like that. So what I really want to start moving towards is the oh no is, I mean, we all hear in one of the articles I found discusses the whole concept of, you know, you can't love anybody else more than you love yourself. It's one of those dirty little secrets that's extremely true. I don't know about you, but I've tried to prove it wrong at younger times in my life. And now I know better. And now I do love myself. And I want to make sure you know that loving yourself does not mean liking every part of you. I don't particularly like my lack of patience. I definitely have trouble with patience. And being okay with things taking a while. You know, I was mentioning losing weight and getting healthy. You know, now that I've decided to do it, I would like the result to be instantaneous. And of course, it's not. And it never will be. So that's some of the things I don't particularly like about myself. I need to get my thyroid checked because my hair is thinning. I don't like that about myself. But you know what? I love who I am. Those are aspects of me that I don't have to like them, but I do love the whole. And the same is true with my relationships with other people. I have a friend who brings up her family constantly. And it's just like, yes, I know. They're wonderful. Just stop. You know, they did all these great things. Now stop. you know, we all have things about our spouses, our best friends, our parents, even our children potentially. That drives us crazy. Oh my God. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But I accept that that's just part of who they are, and I love them. You know, loving someone and loving yourself has nothing to do with perfection. And in fact, on one of the sites, it talks about giving up the concept of perfection. Tiny Buddha has, this is a long one, it says 21 tips to release self-neglect and love yourself in action. And by the way, there is a WikiHow. Can you believe WikiHow? WikiHow.com/love-yourself. And it says it's four, this was so misleading. You ready for this? It says it's four methods for loving yourself. But in each method, there's like five things. So it was a lot. It was not, that wasn't fair. But I will mention them after the break we have coming up. Oh my God. How does he pronounce his name? Thich Nhat Hanh? Says, to be beautiful means to be yourself. You don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself. And we all know that when we accept ourselves, I hope we all know, when we accept ourselves, we attract to us more people who accept us, who even appreciate our foibles. You know, my friends accept that I talk really fast, and I frequently talk with my hands to the point where I will knock things over. If like glassware or like a soda bottle's nearby, just they know. What else do I probably do that annoys them? I interrupt because I get really excited, and although I am listening, I also like have thoughts racing through my head, and I jump in with them. It's like, yeah, but I accept myself. And I hope you do the same. So come back, because we're going to really talk about loving ourselves in action, especially for this coming Valentine's Day. Here on The O-Spot on Old Times Radio.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on OM Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pasquale and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We are the best of that. You're the best of that. Thank you for being with me here on Om Times. On the O-Spot, I'm your host, Rachel Kenley, and we're talking about the importance of what truly is our primary relationship, and that is our relationship with ourselves. Because whatever else changes in your life and whoever else goes in and out of your life, that relationship is going to be with you no matter what. When we all get to that point, if we've had relationships that didn't work out, that, you know, we're like, oh my God, I date all different types of guys, or I take all different types of jobs and they don't work out. And you get to that point where you go, oh, well, I'm the one thing those things all have in common. Maybe it's me. And that's a scary, scary thing to accept. It really is. It's a scary thing even just to say and think. But as many things are, it's also outrageously empowering because you have had no control over these other people who've been in your life and who have, you know, with whom you've had relationships. But you do have control, to the greatest extent, of your relationship with yourself. So as hard as it sometimes feels, and as awkward as it might be, and let's face it, sometimes we just don't want the responsibility of it. The truth is that of all the relationships we do have, it is the one that we have the most control over. And since it is, to my mind, the most important one, the one that's going to last no matter what. Because even when you do find your perfect partner and all of that, people don't live forever. Things will change. Take it from a woman whose husband had a heart attack at 53. Things will change. He's fine. Thank you very much. I thank the angels and the goddesses and anybody I can think of for that every day. Talk about feeling gratitude. But back to you. On the tinybuddha.com, it's a blog post from, I don't know when. And she talks at first about that the process of loving and accepting yourself has to do somewhat with your family of origin and somewhat with cultural influences. The constant I'm not enough is a marketing tool. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Well, if you weren't born with it, you need Maybelline. Why do you need L'Oreal? Because you're worth it, not because you're perfect. Because you're not enough, you deserve L'Oreal. I'm picking the beauty industry because that one's just so incredibly obvious. But I could pick just about anything because I'm not a great cook, but there's all these great gizmos out there that will make me so much better. Wouldn't that be wonderful? We live in a world where just by the virtue of the advertising we see, you know, our laundry isn't white enough and our hair isn't curly enough and our kitchens aren't clean enough and I mean, seriously, you could go, I could go on and on and on and on. It's a little scary and a little depressing. And I think it's one of the reasons, I believe it's one of the reasons why loving yourself no matter what and accepting yourself, even for the good, the bad, and the ugly, is so vital. So that when you hear these things, hopefully, you know, one of your reactions is kind of to laugh at yourself and at the advertisement, is to laugh about, yeah, I can't flip a pancake to save my life, but you know what? That doesn't mean I need to go out and buy this product that will make my pancakes flip so perfectly. I'm really okay, even though I can't flip a pancake perfectly. So much of our consumer-driven world is based on that and flooded with I'm not enough. And if you've already have a voice in your head, again, from family of origin or cultural or any other experiences you've had that already resonate with I'm not enough, I don't have enough, I don't do enough, it's going to get worse. So the feelings of lack become never-ending. So in the blog post, the suggestion is to shift your self-perception. And this one I'm going to read a bit verbatim here. Feeling worthy requires you to see yourself with fresh eyes of self-awareness and love. Acceptance and love must come from within. You don't have to be different to be worthy. Your worth is in your true nature, a core of love and inner goodness. You are a beautiful light. You are love. You can bury your magnificence, but it's impossible to destroy. Isn't that incredible? It's there. You can bury it all you want. You can deny it all you want. It is still there. It's impossible to destroy. How's that for an oh yes? Loving ourselves isn't a one-time event. It's an endless, ongoing process. It begins with you enfolding yourself in your own affection and appreciation. Isn't that a lovely thought? Enfold yourself in your own affection. I'm really liking that. I gotta make something up that says that. Because really, you can do that. You can just wrap your arms around yourself and say, I love that I can hug you. So these are the steps they mentioned. Again, there's 21 of them. So please don't let that voice say inside your head, say, oh my God, I can't do all 21 of these. If one rings for you, vibrates in you, makes your heart skip a little beat, makes you go, oh, then that's your one to start with. This is like that 21-day habit I was mentioning earlier. You can't change it all overnight. You can set an intention that by the end of the year, I will have truly learned to enfold myself in my own affection, to embrace my love for myself. And then pick something to start now. And I'll get that back to that in our oh wow, of course. So begin your day with love, not technology. Reminding yourself of your worthiness before even getting out of bed. The whole breathe in love, breathe out love, and wrap yourself in light. Not cell phone glow or Kindle glow. I've done both. Take time to meditate and journal. This one's great for me. I'm a morning pages person. Spend time focusing inward daily. Begin with 5 minutes of meditation and 5 minutes of journaling. Gradually increase this time. I'm a journaling person. Some people, the thought of putting a pen to paper just brings back horrible memories of fourth grade. So don't do it. But if this one made you say, oh, try it. Talk yourself happy. Use affirmations to train your mind to become more positive. Put a wristband on your wrist, and when you're participating in self-criticism, move the band to your left wrist. I'm not sure about that one. That's a little negative enforcement, but you can talk yourself happy. You can have your cell phone. I don't start the day with it, but you can have it suddenly break into your life with little reminders of awesomeness and things like that. Just find your favorite quotes and have it mention them to you. Four is get emotionally honest, which has to do with letting go of the numbing of your feelings. Be okay with discomfort. So if you numb with shopping, eating, drinking, whatever it is, don't numb yourself to your emotions. Your emotions are valid. They are worthy of love. Even your anger and your sadness and your ugliest emotions have nothing to do with whether or not you are worthy of love. Remember, impossible to destroy. Expand your interests. Learn a new language. Go places you've never been. Do things you've never done. Meet people that you wouldn't meet otherwise. Get out. I think that's sort of not so much get out of a comfort zone, but just kind of get out of your own sort of routine and see what you discover about yourself. You may discover something amazing that you forgot you love to paint or design clothes or make jewelry or learn to cook foreign foods. So enjoy life-enhancing activities. Find an exercise you like, discover healthy foods, turn off technology for a day, and spend some time doing things that make you feel alive. I sometimes add knitting to my life because then I'm doing something with my hands that's also productive. Find a new fruit or a new vegetable you haven't tried. I live in an area that's really, really multicultural, and occasionally I've been able to talk to people and have them suggest a spice or an additive I've never tried. And in the Spanish aisle, I tried sofrito, which is a tomato-based thing that you put in anything meat and something like that. And oh my God, it makes things taste so good. So there you go. Become ready for this, willing to surrender. We're all going to sound like Elsa. Ready, breathe, relax, and let go. You can never see the whole picture. You don't know what anything is for. Stop fighting against yourself by thinking and desiring people and events and that people and events in your life should be different. Your plan may be different from your soul's intentions. You may be doing the things you've been told to do, and once you stop focusing on that and allowing things to just happen, you discover some more truths about yourself. Ah, I'm only on 8 and I've got like 2 more minutes of this section. Work on personal and spiritual development. This is a little similar. Be willing to surrender and grow. We're here to learn and love on a deeper level. One step at a time is enough to proceed forward. So back to kind of that 21-day habit thing. One step. Oh, I love this one. Number 9, own your potential. Love yourself enough to believe in the limitless opportunities available to you. Take action and create a beautiful life for yourself. Okay, that got a little vague. I love that idea of own your potential. Just even if you do nothing in the morning, but wake up and say, I own my potential. And am open to what I discover. Oh my gosh. I made myself speechless. Can you imagine what could come your way? Be patient with yourself. Let go of urgency and fear. Relax and transform, striving to thriving. Trust in yourself. Do good work, and you will see results. That's what maybe I should add for myself as the year goes on. And I do love myself, but since that's a part of myself that I don't like, I'm going to be more patient with myself. Live in appreciation. Number 11, train your mind to be grateful. Appreciate your talents, your beauty, your brilliance. Love your imperfectly perfect self. Even the part of you that's not patient. Yep. That's what I said. How many seconds do I have? I have 10. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to save this and I'll do more when we come back from the break. But here's number 12, be guided by your intuition. And this comes back to being patient with yourself and listening. Was there one about becoming willing to surrender? Yeah. To be guided by your intuitions, all answers come from within. So you can't numb yourself and stuff like that. You've got to be willing to hear that. What do you think? Oh, yes? Moving in the direction of loving you? You can celebrate Valentine's Day.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Free your mind with OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Don't you always want to shift with Shefali after she says that? Oh my gosh, it sounds like the world's greatest workout. The way she says it. First of all, she's a beautiful voice and that wonderful alliteration. The writer in me just adores that. But yeah, I mean seriously, she does. She makes it sound like the world's greatest workout. Which I suppose in some ways it is, because shifting can be a great thing. All right, time for our oh wow. Time for thinking about how we're going to live this out in the world. And to do that, I'm gonna continue on this list a bit. I actually just printed out some stuff that I'm about to, and you're gonna hear the printer. Sorry about that. Because I don't want to forget some of these. Next week, Wendy Darling is with us, but maybe the week after, I will come back to this loving yourself. Because, you know, going back to my overall, always my theme, my strong, strong belief in the importance of embracing our sexual power. When you don't love yourself, when you've disconnected from these things, from this love, from this willingness to grow and love yourself, and this numbing of our desires. I mean, they spoke of numbing our feelings, but in particular for me, it's desire. And once you've pulled away from that, the incredible importance of getting back to that. So loving yourself, you are going to discover that sexual part. I guarantee it. And if and when you do, I mean, when you do, and if it scares you, get in touch, okay? I started the hour with my information. Let me end it too. RachelKenley@gmail.com, on Facebook.com/AuthorRachelKenley or /TheOSpotWithRachel. Let me know how you're doing, okay? When you get scared, reach out, okay? Don't do this alone if it feels frightening. Find community. Create community. Create one with me if you feel like you can trust me. And I hope you will, because that is me living from my deepest part of my heart, is knowing that you will start to get that incredible magnificence of you that, as I said just before, nothing can destroy. So let's look back at the rest of this list. Okay, you ready? I was mentioning when we got to the break, be guided by your intuition. Look for signs and pay attention to your gut feeling. You'll hear two inner voices when you need to make a decision. The quiet voice is your higher self. The loud voice is your ego. Always go with the quieter voice. Now, I'm a Jersey girl. I know my loud voice really well. It has taken me a long time to hear my quiet voice. My quiet voice is a Jersey girl, too. But she's got a real loving heart, not that protective, let me kick you first before I find out what you're going to do to me edge. That's the loud voice. That's the ego voice. 13 on the list, do what honors and respects you. Don't participate in activities that bring you down. Don't allow toxic people in your life. Love, but be discerning on who you allow into your life. This could be a whole hour-long topic. I mean, heck, there are books on this. Actually, there's books on all three of those things. Not participating in activities that bring you down, not allowing toxic people in your life, and being discerning about who you do allow into your life. Actually, those last two are kind of related. If you are in a place where you can do this, and I don't mean a physical place, I mean an emotional place, look at your life. I know a wonderful woman who just recently got a client in Africa. And up till now, she's worked locally with small businesses in New England. And she loves her work. She's a communications professional. She's awesome at it. And then she got, through connections and recommendations, she got a client in Africa and discovered that there's Wi-Fi in Nairobi. And so she can work anywhere. She can like sit in a cafe in the Serengeti and work and then go out and see lions and giraffes. And so actually, I just had this image of like lions on cell phones, you know, their smartphones kind of tweeting about, you know, the weather and stuff. And the gazelle they brought down earlier that day, because just the whole concept of Wi-Fi in those parts of Africa is kind of bizarre. But she's not married and she has no children. And she is letting in this awesome possibility and this change in her life. Because when she does this once, it's not going to be the end of it. She's not going to come back to just doing small, local work. So she's participating in an activity that is totally lighting her up. And she's in a place where she doesn't have to clear it or check in with a husband and children and stuff like that. So if you are in a place where you can do some of this to get rid of toxic people somehow, to end a bad relationship or leave a depressing job, if you are in that place, be honest and do what you can. Not all of us are there. If it's something that really speaks to you, find ways to get there. Remember, you don't let to get anybody else bury your magnificence either. Number 14 on their list is accept uncertainty. Put your attention on the present moment and be at peace. When we feel agitated, it's usually because we're focused on the past or the future. It's that old line, but that's why the future is, you know, that's why it's called the present, because it's a gift. It's a little corny, but I understand it. When you're looking at the past, you get anxious because you're looking at that, why didn't I, why couldn't I? And when you're looking into the future, who knows? So it brings up anxiety, and anxiety is definitely pulls us away from loving feelings. So put your attention on the present moment or the things you can do in this moment and in the next moment, and make those choices that are healthy for you. Number 15, forgive yourself. Learning from your mistakes and going forward is a gift you can give yourself. And they have an affirmation, I forgive myself for judging myself for, and then you can fill in the blank, acting out, not giving my best, getting sick, taking a dumb job, getting back together with my ex. Oh my God, I can think of so many I've done. Eating the hamburger and the ice cream and the cookie. Yeah. You get the idea. Forgiving yourself is really powerful. And if that one sort of fluttered something in you, then I hope you'll look at that. Discover the power of fun. Ooh, kids are great for this, by the way. If you have nieces, if you have kids on your own, I recommend nieces and nephews. Or just, oh my God, go to a playground and play. Self-love requires time to relax, play, and create face-to-face interaction with others. Our fast-paced world creates goal-setting competitive craziness that does not need leave room for play. Dr. Stuart Brough says the opposite of play isn't work, it's depression. I believe that. I think one of the reasons my kids are so happy is they get to play an awful lot. It is a good thing. Why do you think adult coloring books are taking over the nation? Go ahead. Play. Relax. It says create face-to-face interaction with others, but quite frankly, if you want to go get a coloring book, I say go get a coloring book. All right. 17, be real. Speak up and speak out. Allow yourself to be seen, known, and heard. Get comfortable with intimacy. Ooh, there's a topic you know I love. By the way, they do the intimacy as into me see. Oh, thank you. And it's a little corny. What they don't say here is that comfortable with self-intimacy. And I don't mean that in a get something with batteries or plugs in kind of way. I meant intimacy. I mean, think about what we mean by when we want it with another person. Do you have it with yourself? Self-intimacy. Ooh, I'm writing that down. I think I need to blog on that. Aren't I insightful with myself? All right. Focus on the positive. Go to your heart. I like that. Go to your heart and dwell on and praise yourself for what you get right in all areas. Okay, I would take out the word all. None of us do everything right all the time. My God, I don't even do laundry right all the time. Dwell in the positive, though. Take that time. That's one of the things you can do. This is one of the things you can do with in turn with other things, like when you're playing and you're finding the power of fun. You can, you know, praise yourself for the fun you're having. If you're journaling, you can focus on praise. And if you're meditating, you can focus on praise. So this one kind of plays on the others. Become aware of neglect and rejection. Please put the focus on the positive, which is acceptance and stuff. Become conscious of your choices. Ask yourself several times throughout the day, does this choice honor me? Or am I shitting on myself? Seriously, it's amazing. You know, I was saying recently that, you know, I do the laundry because I have to, And there's no desire with that. It's something I need to do. And to me, desire is want coupled with strong positive emotions. Now, if we talk, a desire I do have is to take care of my family. Laundry takes care of my family. Therefore, I can put desire on laundry if I chose. So just become aware of your choices. And if you're making choices that don't serve and honor you, see if you can make a shift. You might not be able to right away, but your awareness may make small, subtle shifts that make a huge change. Imagine what your life would look like if you believed in your self-worth. Dedicate your life to loving you. Make it your main event. Make you your main event. Boy, am I adding to this thing. So imagine what your life would look like if you believed in your worth. That's a huge pill to swallow. Imagine what this moment would look like or tomorrow would look like. Do this in your meditation. What would change? Just pick one thing that might change if you more consistently believed in your worth. Their final one is around seeking professional help because self-rejection and neglect is painful. So yes, I do recommend that if you really can't see a way out. But this is my out. This is my music. This is my time is up. Next week, Wendy Darling will be here having fun and playing with us. Get in touch with me if you have any questions about what we discussed. Have a brilliant Valentine's Day with yourself and come join me next week. I'm Rachel Kenley on The O Spot on Home Times Radio. Good night.